You are now tuned into the Charlotte Business Podcast Booth, only on the QC Amplified Network, the place where real people tell real stories through real conversation. Be sure to visit the website QCAmplified.com, where you can watch and listen to more from the network. But right now, let's get into it.
This is the Charlotte Business Podcast Booth. My name is CJ Williams. We're at the Charlotte Business Owners Networking event here in Uptown Charlotte. And be sure to check us out wherever you get your podcasts and on YouTube as well. This interview is brought to you by Podcast Titans, where they help you plan, produce, and publish your video podcasts. Visit PodcastTitans.com for more information. Right now, I am joined by Beth.
Hello. Thank you for letting me come on.
Beth. What do you do, Beth? What are you doing here?
Networking. I've been coming to this group since soon after they started. So maybe 2 years now.
Mm-hmm. I've been to the last two events. You ain't come talk to me. Why?
Well, the last one, I walked in. It was so crowded, I walked right out.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Why you didn't see me last time. But I like this amount. It's a perfect amount of people.
This is perfect.
Yeah.
So you say you operate a nonprofit?
I do. I have a nonprofit. It's called Fight the Flame.
What do you guys do there?
So we raise awareness and funds and support for people with complex regional pain syndrome, which CRPS. Mm-hmm. And very simply, imagine waking up one morning, all the blood drained from your body, replaced with gasoline and lit on fire. You are burning at all times. Anybody can get this disease. When you have a trauma to your body, surgery, someone steps on your toe, your fight and flight system jumps on.
Yeah.
If you develop the disease, it never ever shuts off. It is the most painful disease known to mankind, called the suicide disease, because the suicide rate is over 40%.
People just rather take their life than deal with it. That's
this
crazy.
Is true.
What's it called again?
Fight the flame.
No, the disease.
Oh, complex regional pain syndrome, CRPS.
Complex regional pain syndrome. How many people deal with this?
There is so many that are undiagnosed. It's hard to give a number. It takes most people anywhere from 8 to 10 doctors before getting a proper diagnosis, because the doctors don't know about the disease. It's been around, documented for years and years. Civil War they have documented, but doctors just don't know about it.
Is this something you deal with?
I've had it for 30 years, but I'm a very atypical patient. I get up and go every day. I decided a long time ago that I could either stay in bed and cry, or come out and be in pain, but still come out.
When's the last time you had a little, is it something like every day?
Oh God, I'm in pain. I'm in pain now. Look how red my toes are. Yeah, no, I'm burning all the time. All the time. It started for me, I fell and had 4 knee surgeries, and somewhere in between, I developed this disease. So it's an invisible disease for most. For me, I had all the visible symptoms. My leg was so swollen, it was purple and blotchy and very hot to the touch. Very hot to the touch. It's a totally different temperature when it comes flare.
Wow. How many people are in your organization?
How many people? Well, probably about 300.
300?
Probably about 300. We are a small organization. It's just me.
Oh.
But we have a monthly support group, which is now online, thanks to COVID. We give out college scholarships and small research grants. Last Saturday we had a huge international conference. I had 8 speakers from around the country come in.
Here?
It was a great success. I was very, very pleased with it.
So what's the biggest challenge you're dealing with running this organization?
People not believing.
Not believing that you guys are dealing with pain?
Mm-hmm. They'll look at me and say, you've got makeup on. You're out about. You can't be in pain. It actually hurts when people say that, because I'm trying very hard to keep my smile on and to keep my face going. When I get home, I collapse because, even doing this, you have to keep your smile. It's exhausting.
Yeah.
So it's exhausting to hide your pain constantly, and that's what I choose to do. But I don't like that people don't believe me, or people don't believe the 300 people in my group, the thousands of people that have this disease. I have over 1,000 people in my Facebook support group. And that's, I would probably say, is their number one complaint, besides the pain, is people not understanding, doctors not knowing. And there's no cure.
No cure, no treatment.
There are things that you can do to help manage the pain. You can do physical therapy. Some people take medicine. There's injections. There's massage. So there's lots of different modalities of treatment. Not a single one will cure you. There's just not a cure now. We're hoping. We're hoping.
So as you build this organization, I guess your goal, like you got, you need money, right?
Absolutely.
Funding? For what?
So our funding goes to, so matter of fact, we just gave a big grant to Charles Maddox. I don't know if you know him. He's Bob Marley's nephew.
Okay.
He is a filmmaker, and he is making a film called Trial by Fire 2. And he is interviewing different people with CRPS, and he's making a film about it. And we decided that that was worth spreading awareness. Okay. We've also been working with the University of Arizona.
Are you going to be in that film?
I am.
Okay.
As of Saturday, because he filmed me Saturday. Okay. I didn't know I was. But so there is a test called thermography. You know what that is? Like a heat test. Okay. They used to call it the Arnold Schwarzenegger. Like if you put a glass of hot water into the fridge and take it out an hour later, the whole thing should be the same temperature.
Yeah.
If you have CRPS or fibro or anything like that, it's all different temps. When they look under infrared. So infrared can definitely diagnose CRPS or any nerve disorder. Again, doctors don't know, but we've set up two thermography labs, Fight the Flame. University of Miami, that's the one in Florida, right? And Temple University. So those labs are there because of us.
Okay. So what are you doing? How are people finding you in your organization?
Online, mostly. I get emails every day.
Really?
I get emails from doctors and physical therapists asking me if their patients can come join. The only thing I have to remind everyone is that I'm not a doctor, so I can't, you know, give medical advice. But what's nice is that someone will come on and say, you know, all of a sudden my right hand itches. Does that happen to anybody else? And this person will say, yes, yes. And it's nice to know you're not alone.
So is this done in a Facebook group?
In the Facebook group, a support group, yep, absolutely.
Okay.
And it's very important to me that our Facebook group stay positive.
Yeah.
So you can't go on and complain. There's plenty of sites where you complain, because we can all complain.
Right.
But like, if you want to cook and you can't cut, someone can say, how do you cut? You know, how do you do this? I don't allow pictures. I don't want to know what yours looks like. I already know what mine looks like. So, and someone who's new to the disease, you don't want to scare them.
Right.
Yeah. Dr. Google can scare them.
There's enough information out there, huh?
There is.
So, would you look in the camera, tell people how they can find you, and tell them what you do? Go ahead, just break it down.
Okay. So, you can absolutely find me at our website, Fight the Flame. It's www.fighttheflame.org. We have our annual event, which is the last Sunday in September. It will be our 13th annual race, and that's fighttheflame5k.org.
Beth, thank you.
Thank you so much.
I knew nothing about this, but now I know.
Now you do. Thank you.
More people will know, so thank you.
Thank you so much.